Today, we're taking a look at a critical piece of the Republicans' plan to overhaul the Affordable Care Act, how it would affect Medicaid. More than 70 million people are covered by Medicaid, which mainly helps low-income Americans. But the Senate health care bill would end matching funds for Medicaid expansion under the ACA and cap future federal spending. The Congressional Budget Office says about 15 million people would lose Medicaid coverage by 2026. Brett Jaspers of WSKG looks at what that would mean for a couple in upstate New York. After a lifetime of getting health insurance through work, they now rely on the Medicaid safety net.
Barb Emerson lives in a big Victorian house with mauve-colored wood siding in New York's Finger Lakes region. And this summer, she's taking care of her husband, Louis. He just had knee surgery.
We got to keep that leg straight, so I have to hold on to that leg for him all the time when he goes to sit down and everything.
On their front porch, Barb and Louis reflect on being married for 34 years.
It's been enjoyable. No, it really is.
Yeah. You better say that.
I got a good one.
Louis works a seasonal job driving a truck for a local construction company. Even before he got hurt, the work was sporadic. 2 days here, 3 days there. Barb recently left her job doing electronic parts assembly to go on Social Security disability. That's because she has ovarian cancer and was worn out.
It is something where I am going to die from it. It's not going to go away. So they're trying to prolong my life right now.
Because of their low incomes, both Barb and Louis now qualify for Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act's expansion of the program. New York is one of 32 states, including D.C., that adopted Medicaid expansion. Barb and Louis just got on it this past spring.
I got my fingers crossed at this point, but so far, so good. It means a lot to me. And I really hope that they do, even people that regular insurance, they can get this Obama, Trump stuff. I hope they can work it out. I really do.
Here's how the House and Senate have worked it out so far. Both chambers would eventually eliminate Medicaid funding for people just above the federal poverty line, the expansion group. They'd have to return to the individual market if they can't get insurance through a job. Louis doesn't see how that would work.
You know, what do you do? Moving a box? Really, in reality, you know.
Louis and Barb's representative in Congress is Republican Tom Reed. He voted for the House bill. He says the changes include tax credits for people to buy insurance on the private market.
They get assistance to stand with them for working, not being penalized, not having to go to Medicaid, but have access to a private provider, private health insurance.
According to analysis from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, under both GOP proposals, even with tax credits, the annual premiums for low-income, older people would be more for insurance that could cover less care. New York, or any state, could take on more of the cost of Medicaid and continue to cover people under the expansion, but that would mean billions more state dollars. That could lead to fewer benefits, fewer people qualifying, or higher taxes. New York does have a more generous Medicaid program than most of the country. At the moment, it covers about 1 in 3 New Yorkers, compared with 1 in 5 Americans nationally.
No, yeah, I hope they don't cut Medicaid.
Barb Emerson has heard the stories about Congress considering steep cuts to Medicaid.
And if they do cut Medicaid, is that me? I'm not a welfare person. I've never been on welfare. All that stuff. I am a person that has cancer and I'm out of work for a reason. And this means a lot to me. And it means survival.
Barb and Louis Emerson will likely stay covered. They're both about a couple of years from qualifying for Medicare. And if passed, the Medicaid changes wouldn't happen before then. But there are surely other Barbs and Louis who wouldn't have that option. For Here and Now, I'm Brett Jaspers.